With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. A mandatory 35% fine that's been on the books for certain drug cases since 1995 was ruled unconstitutional by the Montana Supreme Court. The Billings Gazette reports last week's ruling resulted from a 2016 Dawson County case in which one person was fined almost $76,000 after pleading guilty to possession of dangerous drugs. The court's order said the mandatory fine stands, quote, in stark contrast, unquote, to another state law that says a judge may not order a fine unless the defendant is able to pay it. In the majority opinion signed by four justices, the court found the mandatory fine was unconstitutional in all cases because it doesn't permit judges to consider whether the fine was excessive. The Environmental Protection Agency has put a stop to bag o' slag, sandwich bags filled with mining waste sold by the Anaconda Chamber of Commerce. Chamber officials say the agency's concern was that the bag is resealable and the slag inside contains small amounts of lead and arsenic. An inmate at Havers Hill County Jail died Sunday after a fight with another inmate. Sheriff and Coroner Jamie Ross says 54-year-old Gordon Wayne Cochran of Chinook was taken to the hospital shortly after 6:30 Sunday evening, where he later passed away. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating, and officials did not release any more information. Petroleum County Coroner Dick Brown will serve as coroner in the case. The public has until midnight tonight to comment on the recently updated draft environmental impact study for the Keystone XL pipeline. As YPR News' Olivia Reingold reports, commenters include Montana's Governor Steve Bullock.
In the final hours of the 45-day comment period, the submission count passed the 1,000 comment mark on the court-mandated update. Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, helped get it there. On Monday, his office submitted comments on behalf of the state of Montana, expressing concerns about potential spills and impacts to tribal nations. Commenters raised concerns over potential environmental impacts after the Keystone system had one of the biggest onshore spills of the past decade. It leaked an estimated 383,000 gallons of oil in eastern North Dakota last month, according to its Canadian owner, TC Energy. One commenter says, quote, the very real risks of a devastating oil spill from the Keystone XL pipeline is far too great, end quote. Another says that he's, quote, comfortable with the precautions the leaders of the project have taken to protect the surrounding environment, end quote, and that the pipeline should move forward because of its economic gain to the counties it'll cross. Now the State Department will consider all substantive comments. Those are comments that relate to the scope of the environmental draft. If necessary, it will complete more environmental analysis. Then the State Department will publish a final environmental draft and wait at least 30 days to issue a record of decision. The State Department did not respond to requests for comment in time for broadcast. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for AmeriCorps member. A Blackfeet Law Enforcement Services police officer died this weekend. Details, however, are still under wraps. The tribal police agency posted a prominent photo on its Facebook page Saturday featuring the officer's badge number 815. It's secured in a black sash called a mourning band to honor officers who have died. BLES Lieutenant Howard Lee.
We had an officer, he passed away in his home. It wasn't on duty, and we do not suspect foul play whatsoever.
Lee declined to reveal the officer's name and cause of death out of respect for the family. The death was also recognized today on the Missoula City Police Facebook page with this brief statement. Quote, we wish to extend our prayers and condolences to the Blackfeet law enforcement community and family who lost one of their own. Rest easy, brother. End quote. An arrest has been made in connection with two August poaching incidents in south central Montana. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks game wardens arrested 23-year-old Earl Russell Bennis of Roundup on Friday. He faces two felony and 19 misdemeanor charges stemming from two poaching cases in Musselshell County. Three trophy bull elk were killed with a gun fired from a vehicle on a public roadway at night during closed hunting season. The crimes prompted the 1-800 Tipmont program and two Montana sportsmen's groups to offer $3,000 in reward for information leading to a conviction. FWP game warden Randy Hudson-Beller said after the rewards were offered, a concerned citizen called with information eventually leading to an arrest. Bennis was arrested on a $10,000 warrant. He has posted bond and has been released from jail. This morning, Billings received another in a recent string of school-related threats. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports these recent incidents will factor into a federal database in 2021.
At around 7:30 Monday morning, someone called West High School with threats against the high school and the Career Center. According to a Billings Police Department press release, a lockdown lasted roughly an hour while officers investigated and eventually contacted the suspect, a student at Laurel High School. As of Monday afternoon, no arrests had been made and details of the threat were unknown. Billings School Superintendent Greg Upham points out this incident may be in response to heightened public attention paid to two other incidents that made statewide news in the last couple of months.
It just seems like sometimes this comes in clusters when they're on the forefront, and we surely treat everyone with our due diligence as far as safety is concerned. So,
last month, authorities traced a Helena bomb scare and evacuation back to a bottle full of nuts and bolts a homeless person left in a school playground. The following week, police connected a lockdown in Billings to two 17-year-old boys carrying non-lethal airsoft pistols off school property. These events garnered statewide media attention, but many others don't. For instance, earlier this month on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, the Lame Deer Junior High School went on lockdown following a firearm threat that went widely unreported outside the community. Office of Public Instruction Communications Director Dylan Klappmeyer says schools are required to report things like threats of physical attacks with or without weapons to the federal government every other year, and the state pulls from those reports.
Basically, what we see is that in Montana in 2015-2016, there was 639 self-reported incidents of threats by schools when they were filling out this form.
He says that includes 11 instances of possession of a firearm. He says they'll compile the 2017 to 2018 data this spring. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.